probably don't want to be asleep at the wheel when supersizing your business. Sharon Hornell is here, and our idiom today is asleep at the wheel. Now, have you ever been asleep at the wheel? Yes. I used to do a lot of driving early on when I was younger. When I was younger and had more energy and could drive long distances, I drove a lot. I drove to and from Dallas, Texas. I drove to and from Green Bay when I was dating my husband. And on one occasion, at least one occasion, I fell asleep while I was driving home at night. I was driving back to work to Green Bay. I worked at Procter & Gamble, and I was driving back to work, and I fell asleep and bumped the side of another car, which woke me up. Thankfully, no damage to that car or mine. So I was very, very lucky, and I learned that it is not good to be asleep at the wheel, meaning you literally fall asleep or not paying attention to your job or not paying attention to something that you're expected to be paying attention to. Asleep at the switch is probably the earlier version of this idiom, where trains operated and the engineer was supposed to switch tracks and pull a lever or a switch in order to go different directions. And if he forgot to do that, it was all he's back then, there could be a train collision or a train accident. Same is true of any vehicle. So this idiom came to be known as not paying attention to something primarily that you're operating, like a vehicle or a motor vehicle. Heck, you can fall asleep riding your bike and get in a bike crash, right? So it doesn't necessarily have to be a motorized vehicle or an engine or a train or a car or a truck. I know truck drivers that have fallen, I don't know them personally, but I know of stories of truck drivers that have fallen asleep and caused huge accidents. My ex-sister-in-law's in-laws actually had that happen to them, and their camper got taken out by a semi-driver, where the semi-driver had fallen asleep and they were merging out of the highway. He didn't see him, took out their entire motorhome. So we don't want to be asleep at the wheels. So how do we prevent that? How do we make sure we're paying attention and that we're active? We just get excited and curious about the things that we're doing in our business, both the positive and the negative things, because things happen in our business all the time, right? It's like riding a crazy roller coaster ride, growing and building and supersizing your business. So look for the things that you can get excited about, stay energized about, and if you're sleepy, guess what? Take a rest. We all need a break and a recharge of our batteries on occasion. So take a rest so that you have the energy to grow and build and supersize your business. Love your experience with this particular idiom, now that I've made my confession that I actually fell asleep behind the wheel of my car on one occasion. Have you ever been asleep at the wheel? I've also been asleep at the wheel when it comes to different times of my life where I have just been going through the motions of what I thought I should do and had to do in order to create the thing that I was working on, only to find out that it wasn't the right thing for me and that I really had been just going through the motions and I wasn't really living my life. I think that's another way of being asleep at the wheel. All right, have an awesome day. Great week, and I'll of course be with you tomorrow with another interesting idiom. What does it mean? Where does it come from? We're focusing on mental health and the mental well-being area and aspect of the life framework that I teach this month for the Get Your Goals Annual Challenge. So we're talking about mental goals, and then subconscious mind was our topic today. We're talking about a lot of mindset, mental, and mental well-being and health type topics this month. If I can help you anyway, ask, otherwise I'll be with you tomorrow.